Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina football has scouted and recruited some wonderful walk-on stories. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. We've talked about just what a hardship losing those 15 scholarships over 3 years was for Larry Fedora, especially because he had nothing to do with it. That's what he inherited when he came to UNC, and he had the attitude that the Tar Heels would just have to overcome their NCAA sanctions. One way Fedora and his staff have done that is to scout and recruit some non-scholarship players who all believed in one another. The coaches had to believe these invited so-called preferred walk-ons could eventually earn scholarships, and the kids had to believe in themselves. In some cases, they came to Chapel Hill after turning down full scholarships to other schools. In the 2014 Football Media Guide, the player profiles are more than dotted with bios that begin, "Came to Carolina as a walk-on." On the first two pages alone in the alphabetical listings, six players are identified as walk-ons, and Fedora talked about some of them this week after practice, such as scat back and special team star Mac Hollins, safety Dominique Green, and linebacker Jeff Schottmer, who I believe Fedora also said walked on without a scholarship. Now fully vested in the Tar Heel program, these kids are showing why they earned the coach's confidence and a scholarship after their first year or two here. Hollins followed up his freshman season when he was named special teams captain by catching two passes against Liberty, one for a 33-yard touchdown down the left sideline. Green recovered two fumbles, the second leading to a touchdown, and Schottmer picked off a pass and ran it back all the way to ignite the Tar Heel defense to force three straight turnovers. When Butch Davis took over a probation-laden Miami program, he got around the lost scholarships by signing several track stars to grants and aid in that sport and asked them to try out for football. Of course, that rule was changed when the NCAA figured out what he was doing. At UNC, Fedora is combing the list of high school players without quite enough speed, size, and savvy in high school who showed the potential to get faster, bigger, and better in college. And now the Tar Heels have come off probation and can recruit full classes of 25 signees from now on. Fedora has found a new way to find even more talent. Good going, Coach. This is Archansky. See ya.